Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
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 Hello, everyone.
Good morning indeed.
Hello, everyone.
It's our first real cold morning in Texas. I think it got below 30 degrees this morning.
Below 30 Celsius.
Yeah, right.
Okay, hope you can hear me properly. Okay. All right, guys. Why shouldn't we start? So I guess we've got quite full agenda for today. Yeah, so let me share my screen. All right, guys. Let's start with a quickly review of our CSPs, right? So for RAMS and TensorFlow, as we agreed and discussed on previous call related to RAMS's CSP number 9 delay. So I posted the dates into all relevant channels related to CSP number 9 new dates. Yeah, so we've got good progress so far here. Yeah, so thanks for Julian. He released RMB, a new version of RMB, and right now our teams are in progress of update the modules and releases. So, and this is just great initiative. I hope that everyone will benefit from it. So we identified some, I can say, inaccurate logging, right? So, and plenty of logs were moved into info level instead of debug, and that's why we just moved out from info to debug level to make sure that we can save some money from a logs storage here. Yeah, so the same will be done for Sunflower. Yeah, so for Ramson's, oops, my bad. Let me back to my screen. Okay, so yeah, we are progressing here. Yeah, so new dates are following. So Ramsons module release deadline is January 9th, and J date is January 14th. Yeah, so these dates were added into our release calendar. So yeah, so it's here to make sure that everyone can review it and just use it as a guideline. Let's move to Sunflower CSP number 4. Right now it's in progress. On Friday we updated with latest releases our Buckfest environments and testing in progress right now. Yeah, some part of testing has been test already has been executed, not significant, but still. Yeah, it's yeah, we used execution during weekend, and also we identified some issues with environment configuration. Yeah, that's why today a platform team assisted us with reindexing of some records. As soon as yeah, so some defects with data import was identified, and it has been released already. Yeah, so and also it was a problem with mod scheduler. It was released on Friday, and I'm going to hear some updates from dev team on or platform team today a little bit later, just to understand where we are with it. Yeah, so here our two test suites for CSP4 regular and TLS execution. Yeah, so yeah, so testing is in progress right now. Yeah, so and if we are talking about the same stuff that I mentioned for Ramsons, all this work has been moved into has been moved into CSP number 5. Yeah, because for us it was too late with inclusion of this work into CSP number 4 for Sunflower. Yeah, that's why we should expect for CSP number 5 some additional releases for RMB related stuff. So it should be ongoing stuff. It should not be complex, but it will just increase the number of tickets included into CSP number 5. Yeah, so that's it from my side related to CSP updates. If you have any questions, yeah, please go ahead. Okay, let's move into Trillium in this case, right? So, right now I want to flatword to Dennis Bridges. Yeah, Dennis will present for us our key theme that driven us with this extension. Yeah, Dennis, yeah, please go ahead.
Thanks, Lexi. Share my screen really quickly here. So I can be a lot of suspense here because I'm gonna show the timeline first, but just a couple slides to go through. The idea that's being proposed here for the release timeline is to not necessarily to tie this to any particular development objective, but to consider a few things in particular in setting what might be like an appropriate and a very functional date for the community to release Trillium. So I'll talk about a few of those things, but I thought I would just show the timeline first so everyone has an idea of what we're proposing here. And you'll see that we're proposing a Trillium release date, a public release date of May 29th. And that would make for a logical sort of module release deadline, a code freeze of April 10th. So this might be the major highlights. And some of the considerations. I don't want to flip too quickly if you're taking in this slide. We can always come back. Some of the considerations for this, I think, are that obviously libraries are just beginning to adopt Sunflower at this point, and they're probably going to need some breathing room, to settle with that release before anyone's really interested, looking forward to upgrading any capacity. This date, it offers maybe a better timeline for upgrading down the road if you think of it in that libraries might have more availability to do some testing of the public release spring and summer when operational pressure is a little bit lower, at least for a portion of libraries. And then this would also allow for some alignment with fiscal year rollovers. Like many institutions might want to roll over before they actually upgrade to the new version. So this might offer a more realistic opportunity for that to happen for more libraries and obviously allow some flexibility for issues that may arise. So if there has to be a delay or something, the timing is, that April timeframe gives a little bit of a buffer for really hopefully allowing organizations to ramp up and target upgrades in the late summer or fall. So again, it's a little different for every library, but a lot of libraries have their rollovers this time of year. And that may be some logical alignment for upgrades like sort of late summer, early fall. So those are some of the key considerations. I don't know that There's a whole lot more to say. But does anybody have questions or thoughts on this?
Silence right now. Yeah, so
It's okay. It's
guys,
early.
in terms of what Dennis shared, yeah, we got one hand raised by Charlotte. I also want to let you know that right now we identified one like Trillium release showstopper. So it is tied to Spring Boot 4 and Spring 7 upgrade. Yeah, because due to some lack of our infrastructure, we are not able to build artifacts with a new version of Spring Boot and Spring within our existing Jenkins. Yeah, so I guess technical council discussed this topic previously at the beginning of December, and it was considered that right now we can just fix this in few ways, right? So one way is to upgrade Jenkins. Yeah, so and what I hear from our DevOps team, it will be quite tough due to different circumstances. And another way is to move to GitHub Actions. Yeah, so that's also is fine for us, but it was not clear what the timeline can be. And in what scope, in what schedule it can be done, right? So because if we are going to move with Spring Boot 4 and Spring 7, in this case we need to have ability to build our artifacts somewhere at the end of March. Yeah, it's our latest timeline. Yeah, to make sure that we can test. Yeah, so and with then we can proceed with releases of Spring-based modules in the middle of April. Yeah, so but right now it seems like we are not able to do it, right? So and I'm.
Alexei, what is the holdup? You're saying we're not able to do it. Is it technical complexity or is
Yeah,
it
it's technical complexity.
I see, I see. And which team is involved? Is it Kitfox that's involved with it?
Right now, this epic to is fully on index data team.
I see. And so is this work high on the priority list for Index Data team, or is if you're
I
saying
don't
that
know. I
technical
don't
complexity,
know. I don't
how
know.
can they help?
I saw that this work has been started maybe a year ago, a little bit later, but then it was deferred and deferred and deferred. So I mean with moving our building of our backend artifacts into the GitHub Actions, right? So and right now I have no clue when it can be done. Maybe yeah, so Charlotte or Mike can give us some updates here.
So I can't answer that exactly question, but my question was, how reliable is this timeline here? And you know, if there's any tickets for the your last comment, you think index data is holding up this on? Please give us the list because I am not aware,
Sure,
and
one
this is all
second, yes.
new, Oleksiy. So I'm surprised what you are talking about.
Let me enter into the chat a link to a technical console conversation from the chat, and you will be able to find a link to Epic there. One second, please.
And now, when I have the word, I need to ask because we are doing planning for customers for umbrella leave. Will we have an umbrella leave release this year? Or do I need to try to get all this new work fitted into the Trillium? Can you answer that, Oleksiy?
Yeah, so it's interesting question, right? So, Mark, what do you think?
By this year, you don't mean 2025, right?
Yeah, I mean
2026,
2026. Yeah.
2026. It's hard to answer that, Charlotte. I don't know. I mean, I think it depends, you know, and when we get to the Trillium release, we would probably need to take another look and reassess. I mean, the community, I think, needs to decide how often to have these major flower releases, or, you know, is it time for us to move towards application-specific releases, thus moving away from those monolithic releases. So it's very expensive, you know, to support a flower release. So the community would need to decide, do we do it once a year, twice a year, or, you know, however often. But the better approach would be to put our effort into defining application boundaries so that we can start working on releasing applications independently. Thus, this problem turns into a packaging problem, and we could evolve each of the applications independently of each other. So it's probably a non-answer to your question,
Yeah.
Charles. But to be honest, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
But I don't think this date precludes that necessarily. Right?
Right.
Whatever ends up being decided. Looks like Mike, you had your
I did.
hand up.
Thank you, Dennis. So you mentioned something about testing fiscal year rollover as sort of
Right.
one of the inputs or drivers
Consideration.
for this
Yeah.
date. And I'm just, to me, it feels like, and I'm not sure that it would change anything. I just wanted to kind of put it out there that coming in at late May for a release, I don't think anybody who has a fiscal year rollover in July 1st is going to be able to test and deploy this release. So it basically means that they're going to roll over on pre-Trillium.
Yeah, I think that seemed to be the preference, or has seemed to be the preference of libraries thus far to roll over with the existing release that they're a little more familiar with. So that was really the consideration there, was that actually many of them prefer to roll over
Gotcha.
before
Okay.
the upgrade. Yeah.
Makes sense. Thanks.
Yeah. You bet. Julian?
Yeah, I think the migration to from Jenkins to GitHub Actions is not a big deal. This should be that can be done in 1 or 2 days because we already have some actions that actually do test with different Postgres versions, and so this is a matter of priority, not of amount of work.
So can that, so this is related to the question that Charlotte asked earlier about how confident we are in the timeline, and the same question that was echoed by Andreas. So right now it sounds like Alexei said it's a blocker for the Trillium release, right? So this needs to be addressed right away. I mean, it's when issues like this pop up, you know, they need to be dealt with quickly. And I think I was answering a different question when Charlotte answered. There were two questions in Charlotte's question. One was about how confident are we in the Trillium timeline, and the second was, you know, when will Umbrella Leaf will come out? So my non-answer was related to Umbrella Leaf. I don't know. As far as Trillium, well, it's just like any other release, you know, we do our best. You know, at this point, this is the plan. And as we uncover additional things, well, we need to put all of our combined efforts together to resolve those blocking issues. So we're confident in this plan right now, but things may change, you know, 2 weeks from now. which is probably true with any other project, right? Like it's always a discovery project. We don't know everything 100%.
For sure, yeah. So we've got also hand raised by Andreas. Andreas, yeah, please go ahead.
Thanks. Just a comment. And since this is already a significant delay of Trillium, and when it first it was March and now it's May. So it's basically you're pretty confident under normal circumstances that this will be the timeline more or less. Is that a good summary of your answer, or? Because this feels like it's a pretty unique situation, even in the Folio community, to have this big a delay. So as we are going live sometime next year and then need to go on Trillium, we really need to be sure on how sure we are, basically, so we can schedule accordingly. Thanks.
So, Mark, please go
Yeah,
ahead.
no, go ahead, Alexei. Yeah.
So answering your question, Andreas. So right now, yeah, so we're quite confident. At the same time, take into account different circumstances, right? So as we've got on previous releases, so it depends, right? So if something critical were discovered at a late stage of this plan, we'll need to sit together and think hard what we can do with it, right? So maybe some functionality, for example, what can could be delayed within implementation can be deferred, right? So to umbrella leave in this case, we'll go with initial plan. If something what is planned should be delivered as must-have, in this case, we need to think how much time we should add into this release in advance. So right now, we are quite confident based on what Dennis presented today.
And I'll say, sorry, Mark, I don't want to speak.
No, please go ahead. Yeah, I'll raise my hand. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think that one of the other attractive things about this date, in our kind of debates internally, is that it does allow for some time for critical issues to be resolved. But it maybe presents a bit of an opportunity as well for a shift of focus from setting the date based on specific development objectives, versus setting a date that we think is a logical date for the release and aligning our development objectives with that date. And in doing that, I think we hope to achieve a more reliable release date for Trillium. Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I was just going to make a suggestion, from a tactical perspective. I mean, I think it falls on all of us. This is not an EBSCO issue. This is a community goal to release Trillium on time. And what that means is everybody needs to live up to their respective expectations. So my suggestion would be at the release management meeting, which is every 2 weeks, review any potential blockers that come up. So, Alexei, that would probably fall on you to have a running list of issues, blockers that may impact the Trillium delivery. And if these issues are raised in this meeting, then the request would be for every member of this meeting to play an active role in addressing those blocking issues. We need to pull together to get the Trillium out on this release date. So Charlotte has a question in the chat. The Eureka team presented a recommendation for replacing Kong at the last technical council meeting, which was on Wednesday only. And the Eureka team is now looking at the effort involved in replacing Kong with API 6. So once they're done, this will be considered if this aligns with the Trillium timeline or not. So the initial feed, well, we don't know exactly how much work there is. And the good news is that it sounded from Craig's and Victor's presentation at the TC was that the replacement was localized. It was only going to be done by the Eureka team. So it doesn't really impact other teams. Note that, and again, I don't know what their estimates are, what they will be, but just trying to figure out how to mitigate, different types of risks. And maybe I'm, getting ahead of myself here, but, if the time to replace Kong does not align with Trillium timeline, I think it shouldn't jeopardize the Trillium release date. We can still release Trillium on Kong and then replace Kong as a follow-up to the Trillium release, however, later that might be. Because from the functionality perspective, the modules that are being developed within Folio, they don't really care what's underneath, if it's Kong or if it's API 6. So, but again, this is, I'm probably getting ahead of myself here.
All right, guys.
We're on the same page, I guess.
Yeah, I hope so. And we got a question from Mike. Okay. All right, guys. We are running out of time. We've got only 1 minute left. Can we stay late for 5, maybe, or 10 minutes? So, because we've got one more topic. From Maccabi that need to be discussed. Okay, and if you don't mind, so I will post this new timeline for Trillium into appropriate channel. I will update release pages and other stuff, yeah, to make sure that everyone will be aware about new dates and then they can proceed with planning. Maccabi, flat floor to you. Yeah, please.
Thank you very much, Alexei. I just put a link in the chat to the Slack thread where this was raised with the context of it. Essentially, a year and a half, we added an item to the release schedule that was intended to alert dev teams at the beginning of the release cycles, shortly after the scope composition deadline, to be aware of architectural changes that might be coming up and to take action based on that, so we would avoid a problem happening at the module review stage where it becomes a time conflict to deal with that. That's a good model. TC is requesting that we use that same model again for a different task. There's been attention recently to third-party dependencies in our modules and their licenses, and those licenses' compatibility with the project's main Apache 2 license. The TC has done a bunch of work to improve that situation, the central bit of which is to develop a tool, and I should say Alameda developed this tool that automates certain parts of our module evaluation process, starting with the dependency analysis for license compatibility. And at the moment, it's been added to our module evaluation process as a recommendation, with the idea that there was a 6 month or so evaluation period here, and it'll eventually be a required part of the new module evaluation process. But in the meantime, it's still out there as a recommendation that once per flower release cycle, that teams would run this new Folio module evaluation tool against their modules. So again, to avoid having a conflict that happens at the actual evaluation stage, we're requesting that an item be added to the release schedule with a brief bit of text to say verify third-party dependency licensing using that tool and linking to the instructions. The instructions for using it is a GitHub action. So it's literally just going to the repo, to the actions tab, you know, and pointing the tool at your module and clicking a button. It's wonderful what Alameda built. So the text of the proposal is in that Slack thread. It's a one-liner with a link. And in terms of the schedule placement, that's up to RMSG, but the initial suggestion would be to put it right next to the existing item that we already have on the schedule, which is the RFC consideration item. Just put another one-liner right below that to add this new recommendation. There's your 1 minute summary. Happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, I don't mind to add this new item into our release timeline. It's okay. Okay, I will update the release timeline. Yeah, together with what I'm preparing to Trillium. Yeah, thank you, Maccabee.
Thank you, Alexei. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Have a great Monday. Yeah, see you. Bye bye.
Thank you.